Welcome to the NewsRamp Blockchain and Web3 Technologies podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, August 14th, 2024, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of blockchain and Web3 technologies news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
UPCX and Megalink form strategic partnership to enhance blockchain and Web3 services. UPCX Platforms PTE Ltd. and Megalink Co. Ltd. have formed a strategic partnership to enhance blockchain and Web3 services. This collaboration aims to merge blockchain technology with AAA gaming, utilizing Unreal Engine. The companies will focus on joint research and development efforts to improve user experience and expand globally. Key points include leveraging UPCX's blockchain infrastructure with Megalink's gaming platform, enhancing accessibility and functionality for gamers and financial users, and utilizing combined technologies for global expansion. CEOs Makoto Nakano and Alex Kim are excited about the partnership's potential to bring innovative changes to the gaming industry. The collaboration is expected to set a new standard for integrating blockchain technology with gaming platforms, creating a seamless and enhanced user experience that could redefine industry standards.
HTX Research's latest analysis on Pectra, the largest upgrade in Ethereum following Denkun. HTX Research's latest analysis on Pectra, the largest upgrade in Ethereum following Denkun, reveals key proposals in the upgrade that will benefit projects in the modular, chain abstraction, and AA wallet sectors. EIP-7594 introduces data availability sampling, expected to benefit ZK Prover networks. Other minor EIPs aim to lower L2 data layer costs, enhance transaction speeds, and reduce data storage costs. The upcoming Pectra upgrade in Q4 could lead to a significant increase for the Ethereum ecosystem amidst concerns about high FDV, low liquidity. Q3 presents a favorable window for institutional investors to enter the primary market, particularly in DeFi projects, with price-to-sales ratios reaching historic lows.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Blockchain and Web3 Technologies podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.